Hit it, Master.
First, you come up with a plan. Then after that, take over the world and watch it.
Well, now, we call this the act of faith.
Yeah, we don't want you to scare your children.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pints of the Brown Table. I'm Monty Morgan. I'm here with the handsome Tara Styles.
Hey.
And
handsome as ever.
Most handsome Tara, I know. And your boy, Matt Gibson.
What's going on?
And, of course, Daddy Sparks is back with us today.
Ew.
She
Sorry,
finally
I've been MIA.
Got out of her third concussion.
13th.
We're starting to lose count. We're starting to lose count here.
Yeah, well, today we are welcoming you to season 2.2, way fucking late.
Blame it on me.
Butchers and Beasts, and we're doing the homework for it today, and of course, our lovely play on words to bring you some crimes and tales of butchers, beasts, and beauties, and of course, a chance to vote on which one of us Bobos has the best story, because we all
booties
know
and beast.
My story was by far the best last time.
Mine's the best.
It was me.
Your last story wasn't even allowed to be.
My Longinus won.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she won first.
Longinus was definitely the best.
Your story, you was like, oh, by the way, I have the second story, and just went, whoa. Was like, whoa.
There might be a second story this time, too.
Oh, God.
Quit doing that to us.
Listen, you guys can put in the extra work. No one's stopping you.
Wow. Okay. I did put in the second work. Because I got a whole other story. If I want to.
Oh.
Ooh, see?
I have two other
Tara's
stories.
Got it.
Me? I have
two bonus stories.
Who did I do, my
now
man?
One. All right, well, the Beauty and the Beast
two other ones.
Is obviously a fairy tale, and with that, we're giving you fairy tales as our homework. So our stories today will be about fairies.
Tales.
And their tales.
About fairies, if you will.
About some fairy tales.
Tales.
I would love to get some fairy tale.
Mm.
I would knock the dust out of Tinkerbell.
It yeah. wouldn't be hard. She's like the size of your dick or smaller.
I know. I'd be like, what's up? Let me tinker
you
stinker,
could
girl.
You knock her out.
He's like, I'll show you my fairy dust.
So she'd have to sit on it like those girls on the planes that they draw. She'd just be like, or whatever
yes!
fairies do. I don't know.
Are you recording this, Cam?
No, I'm not.
Not yet.
Thank
that
God.
That never should be recorded. You want to do that? You want to do that fairy thing again?
I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm going to do is just stretch a little bit.
How fairies fly?
Well, they
do you think they poop rainbows?
No,
I don't.
Or
think
sparkles?
They poop at all.
Do you think they have sparkles in their poop?
No, it's obviously
I think just more
pixie
dust,
dust
comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Until obviously. I'm done, and it's Dixie dust. What's up, girl?
Wait, Dixie.
Oh, they found my banjos, by the way.
Yeah.
Where were they?
And by they, I mean me.
Were they in Mexico?
No, they delivered them, but they put them in a giant box that was like
that they charged for.
And then they marked it. No, there was no.
And he had
no
four
mark.
Extra boxes.
It no
said
mark.
The,
no
box, the box says wardrobe printed on it.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Wardrobe.
Yeah, it's for like. Where? It's got a bar across it, so you can hang suits up in this box without
it's a big,
having
tall
to fold
box.
Them up.
So it's got all my guitar and violin cases and everything. It's all inside
it's for,
this box.
It's for when he's playing music and he's wearing nothing but his banjo.
You should tell him you still never got it.
No, I can't do that.
We had this discussion. I was like, well. It's a point where
they still don't.
They
know they
didn't
are.
Know that they delivered them because they
oh,
put them in this box.
For them.
Right.
Yes.
They're still looking for. Yeah.
So,
just
like,
keep,
what kind
keep
of business model is it where you could just deliver stuff and
keep
not know that
at least
you delivered
3 days.
It?
Yeah, I'll call her.
You
on
think
Tuesday.
That they would take better inventory?
I'll call her on Tuesday.
I told him. I said, "How long did
she
make you
out,
wait?
She passed out. Remember?
How long did she make you wait? That's how long you need to make her wait, at least.
Like the inventory lady fell down.
She did.
That's probably when they were loading it. Is when she fell down.
Oh, yeah. The inventory lady was fucking toast. So.
I know. I
yeah.
think she found my shrooms.
Did you? I mean, have you found your shrooms?
I haven't unpacked anything.
Yeah, he hasn't gone through anything.
Nothing at all.
But you were looking for records.
Records. And so I was like, man, what? This box is tall as fuck. Like, what do I own this in this tall ass box? Like, I thought maybe.
All your records stacked.
I thought maybe it was like a lamp or something. I was like, why? This is bald. You know, it's a tall ass box. I'm like,
you put the lamps in the back of the car before you left.
I know.
That doesn't mean shit. You know?
Those bastards took my dresser.
They did. It's sitting here. It's got my TV on it now.
He was going to give me the... He was like, hey, do you want this dresser? I don't feel like taking it. I was like, fuck yeah, I need a dresser. And then I go over to get it. He's like, about that. The movers kind of packed it up. And it was too late.
So before we get into this, what do we know about fairies? The oldest recorded fairies I could find dated back to the 13th century in England. A one, Garvis of Tilbury, was a respected statesman, lawyer, cleric, and historian. He wrote Otia Imperia, a recreation for an emperor, I think is what it translates to, but I don't speak Roman, which is a collective work entailing history, geography, physics, and folklore. There are hundreds of types of fairies, some tiny dainty creatures, such as Daddy Sparks and Terrible Terra here.
Kinky.
Other grotesque and oompish beings, such as Matt and myself.
I call oompish. You have to be like grotesque. Oompa Loompas? I guess that.
Well, it's too late now. I can't.
I called it.
I know. It's like shotgun. I get it.
Like Oompa Loompas.
I don't know. Does oompish? I think it's like oompish, Kyle loompish.
Oompish. Oompish. Oompish.
Oompish.
Listen, you can't say that word. Only we can say that word.
Yeah.
Sorry, Master. Yes, Master.
Fairies have the ability to protect and control light and nature. Fairies and witches are the only species shown to possess this power.
Yeah, I'm a fairy.
Are you?
The Tooth Fairy? That's what I should have wrote about, the Tooth Fairy.
Man, how...
I do control the lights here.
How would that have been?
I pay Amarin.
If, like, for her fairy homework, she just did the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but listen.
I know. In America,
they put their tooth under their pillows.
And then somebody... they think they get money for it.
There has got to be stories out there of anyone who really thinks they have seen.
But the irony,
fairy.
Like,
can that be my second story?
But she had to like hide it, and we wouldn't know it was the Tooth Fairy until like way right later. The like, there has to be a way to like I did just with
build it up to be that
with Thomas the Goose. How I didn't like reveal he was a goose until like the middle of the story. So you're like, wait, Thomas is a fucking goose?
Yeah, I was gone. After that, some of these powers are mesmerization.
They can mesmerize fairies. Stuff.
Oh,
I mesmerized.
Fairy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your word just mesmerized me.
Dun, 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 dun.
So nobody likes Biggie Smalls. All right,
I
love got Biggie it. Smalls.
I know. I was jamming.
I think that's discriminating your pixie when you call him Big and Small.
Just throw it right in my
It doesn't face. Matter if you call him Biggie or if you call him Smalls.
So is this politically like,
is this
correct
like
term?
A midget thing?
Like,
oh.
I'm pretty sure he identified as Biggie Smalls.
Biggie yeah. Smalls.
And you need to respect his
actually,
choice.
That used to be one of my nicknames.
She got a big dick, but she little.
Relatable, only it's the other way around for me.
He's a big man with a little dick.
Fairies can make humans do their bidding. The fairy bears? Only needs oh, to fairies. Have eye contact in order to seize your mind with a simple phrase or change in tone of voice.
Hey, Monty.
Why I never look short people in the eye.
Yeah, that's why I don't look, aww. I don't look
don't
at tall people.
Don't talk about Tara's mom like that.
What?
Which one? The short people?
Monty said, hey, Monty.
Oh, the voice. Forgot we talked about that.
Chlorokinesis. It's where chloroform? They use chloroform.
I know.
I called it.
Fairies can manipulate vegetation. Fairies can grow plants into enormous proportions in nearly any environment and use them as weapons that can grab and attack with vines and roots, grow or retract thorns.
They're fucking okay, druids.
Jumanji.
They're fucking yeah. druids.
I like that one.
This whole story is about all the women in Colorado, really. They all smell like patchouli, Nag Champa, and they're trying to shove crystals up their butts.
Because that's what
every single one of them.
I mean... That's a win-win. Yes. Not every girl
all
puts stuff
Colorado
up their butt.
Women.
They like the crystals.
Superhuman durability. Fairies can take far more trauma than humans can without much discomfort or injury.
Yeah, they
hence
can.
Why that it's a crystal going up their butt. And yeah, something normal like a butt plug.
That's how
like,
Monty's
oh, yeah,
gonna get
nice
away
and sharp.
With fucking Tinkerbell.
She can take
take away more trauma.
Like you said, he's gonna give him. Or her, his pixie dust.
I know. I'm going to tinker her stinker. What's up?
Telepathy. Fairies have the ability to read each other's minds and can read other people's minds as well.
They better fucking not.
You're on your own with this
Don't
one.
You be in here reading my mind. Mind your own mind.
I'll roundhouse your ass.
If I get roundhoused by a fairy, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I'm just...
Neurokinesis.
You see a sparkly kick.
I think I...
What is
neurokinesis.
It?
Neurokinesis.
Oh, Nero? Oh, you know what that sounds right.
Neuro?
I believe
they
you.
Are. Me too. They are shown to be able to enter people's dreams and converse with that person when fairies both entered their slumber.
Oh, this is about when I had that thing in Oklahoma or in Kansas, the earthquake. And my girlfriend was mad at me for having sex with somebody that wasn't even there in my dream.
Oh.
What happened?
For a vampire, drinking large amounts of fae blood might trigger orokinesis. Fairy/human hybrids seem to receive dreams while they are in a coma. There's fairy human hybrids?
I mean,
so we can fuck fairies and make fairy human babies.
That'd be nice.
Or a fairy can fuck you.
I want to shit sparkles.
I think the fairy's fucking you.
You get impregnated by fairy pollen.
You don't have a choice. They're just poof, poof, poof.
If she tries to pollinate me,
I'll let a fairy pollinate me. Nice and deep.
Well, I won't be. We've got our first volunteer.
Is this a trial? Do we sign up for this?
We'll find out. I don't know how fairies run it.
If you do enough Googling, you could probably sign up for this.
Oh, my God. I would totally sign up for this.
We are Lord and Lordesses, so.
You probably have to leave the U.S. to do this trial. God damn.
It's probably in Australia. I know. It's from that one time when I was super.
I know.
Oath. When fairies make an oath or promise, the fairy and other person must touch fingers.
Boop.
And a photokinetic light E.T. will come through. Home. The promiser's arm. It is possible that if the oath is broken, the promiser may die.
Hope.
Wow. This is where pinky promises came from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How come people bite their thumbs when they pinky promise?
I thought this is where E.T. came from.
People bite their thumbs? Yeah, and then you bite your own thumb.
I know the kissing. I've never bit, but I've kissed my thumb before.
Some people kiss. Yeah, some people bite. It's weird.
Now kiss.
Okay. Now kiss. Kiss your thumb.
I don't have any idea. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
I don't know why, but I've done the whole kissing the thumb part, but yeah, I don't do it every
time. Because it's dick shaped and you always want it next to your mouth.
I just don't make pinky promises. If you don't believe my word enough, then fuck you.
That's rude. What if I wanted to pinky promise you?
I just got to think about touching my pinky to your pinky.
When you're dealing with kids,
I can do it with my
brain. If you say pinky promise, they. Like,
okay, I have pinky promise kids. An adult? No, fuck you. If you don't believe me, you don't believe me.
Shit, okay, not me. Fuck those kids. I'll pinky promise an adult first.
I will not promise something unless I know for a fact.
If you don't
come through.
If you can't tell me immediately.
Drunk people pinky promise a lot of people, though. I'll be like, a pinky promise, I swear.
Yeah, I've actually seen your drunk ass do that all the time.
If you can't tell me what your favorite dinosaur is, though, then do you even get a pinky promise?
Mm-mm. I like the T-Rex.
I like the little one from Land Before Time.
The Velociraptor.
I have a favorite herbivore and a favorite carnivore. That's how it works.
Oh, you're fancy.
Not an omnivore? Okay.
No, not an omnivore. Fuck them. No M-A-K. Choose a side.
You're like, I'm the omnivore. What do you mean?
Exactly.
I eat meat.
Well, despite all fairy strengths, they also have some weakness.
Yeah.
Including money.
Yeah. I do like them little pixie girls, man.
That means that you have a weakness.
I feel like you're their type.
Oh, shit.
She's saying.
Yeah, I got sweet bloods. Sweet, wait, no, they have sweet bloods.
Blood. Sweet victory blood.
Well, lemons and limes are poisonous to fairies.
Oh, my favorite.
Which is, I drink a lot of iced tea.
There you go. So you put some lemon up in there?
No, you put lemon in my tea and I'll send it back.
Spraying that lime?
I agree.
On my street tacos?
Ooh, I do like lime, though, man.
I put a lot of lime
on my sweet tacos.
I put a lot of limes in my... My Bud Light, so looks like I'm not getting fucked by a fairy.
That's because Bud Light's terrible, exactly. And you gotta fix it.
I like Bud Light.
Imagine.
I just like it with lime.
Just being this mythological creature that can bend light and all this other shit, and your weakness is fucking lemons.
Limes and lemons.
It's the citrus, man. Maybe it burns through them.
This motherfucker drank a Sprite today. I just cannot.
Sprite is spicy.
I can't even suck his dick.
Also, silver can be used against dark fairies. As they burn when they are touched with silver. Does that make werewolves?
I was like, is that a werewolf? Part werewolf?
I don't know.
Or iron?
Silver is a lot of things, silver and iron and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it's because those were like the first metals that were readily available to people when they were dreaming up this bullshit. So like, well, I have an iron
this shit up.
Or like a silver cross that they had.
Right, yeah.
Things like
what
that.
But iron is also for like spirits and stuff.
Well, they hate iron because it's proven to be harmful.
Yeah, proven.
Proven, scientifically. Sunglasses.
What?
Yeah, the only way to combat fairy mesmerization.
Just put some nice shades on.
Is to wear reflective sunglasses or to not look them in the eyes. See, just like I said, don't look short people in the eyes.
Remember, we talked about it. I step back a little bit. The eye contact is easier.
You can just look them right here, right? Yeah. The bridge of the nose.
Hey, and, I'm a short person.
Yeah, but you got a lazy eye, so it's hard to get both your eyes to stare.
I don't have a lazy eye.
I don't have a lazy eye.
I have very many gorgeous eyes.
Monty says has lazy eyes. I just assume at this point he has lazy eyes and he just sees other people's eyes wrong.
He doesn't know where their eyes are at. I was like, yeah. I have fantastic eyes, okay? That's like one of my best features.
Me too.
Yeah, anything to take the listen, fucking...
every potato has
the,
eyes.
The attention off your forehead.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Don't talk about my big ass forehead. No, I wasn't. I'm going to talk about it now.
You're right. It's a big subject.
Well, it is. Don't stop.
Can't be beautiful everywhere, okay?
Yeah, just my eyes. Don't look at the. A little bit bigger. You got to look at the eyes, not the forehead. Well, they're not blue green for a reason.
Gotta look at my eyes, not my second chin.
That's why.
Look at my ass, not my forehead.
Wait, what?
So look at my ass, not my forehead. It's another distraction.
Carry on. All right.
What else?
Carry on. Quick.
Last but not least, poisonous bugs. Fairies are seen to be very close with nature, but if something as small as a bug comes in their way and attacks them,
mosquitoes,
face a serious illness and die.
So
what
limes
are poisonous.
Limes
and mosquitoes.
And yep, bugs. Little ant comes around.
Mosquitoes love my blood, so I hate mosquitoes.
And listen, if you come across like a bee carrying a lime wearing sunglasses, he's just fucked.
Just no luck. He's like the blade of fairies.
Where the fuck's the fairy?
That
at?
Is a kryptonite.
Yeah, he's like the blade of fairies. He's like bee laid.
Oh.
Blade?
Man, I don't even set that.
For fuck's
set
sake,
myself up
Monty.
For this. God damn. Sometimes I'm stupid and sometimes I'm not. Most of the time.
That was in between.
Well, like Monty had mentioned, he's stupid. I mean, there are several types of fairies.
There's lots and lots of different fairies.
Hobgoblins are guardian fairies.
I thought you said crotch goblins.
Nope, them two.
That's different kind of goblins.
Those two.
Hobgoblin. They're useful ones and do housework and odd jobs around the house in Aberdeenshire.
Aberdeen.
Scotland. They're hideous to look at. They have no separate toes or fingers. And in the Scottish lowlands, they have a hole instead of a nose.
Are they going to talk about my toes like
that's
that?
The oopish ones. Oh,
the oopish ones.
Oh, so you're talking about fairy human hybrids.
Yeah, just no nose.
I think maybe you might be no descended nose. From some kind of hybrid. That's why you have those toes that
you ain't got
don't
no
have
nose.
The separation.
I'm just thinking of the, you know, if the you guy lose we a don't toe, talk you about from Harry Potter's nose.
Volt, though, the one we don't name?
Yeah.
I almost said it.
I heard
he's
that.
Not. He wasn't Scottish.
I started.
Though. That
it.
Doesn't make
no,
any sense.
No, but he had just like a flat ass face with some holes.
But he needed
like a monkey.
He needed a hole there.
But what? How, what about his
Michael
toes?
Jackson.
And yeah, we did we see him with no shoes on? How did he look at the beach?
They never panned
pale.
Down to see.
Hell.
I mean, from what I knew, he flew around, so maybe he didn't have feet. He had nubs.
Well, also there are banshees, which are less common and more sinister. They usually appear only to foretell a tragedy. In Highland tradition.
My
the
aunt.
Washer by the ford, a web-footed, one-nostrilled, buck-toothed hag is only seen washing blood-stained clothes when men are about to meet a violent death.
Don't talk about me like that. Who wrote that?
Thank God I only got the feet.
Web-footed? What? Well, I mean, I don't know. What's up with that nostril you
web.
Got pierced so many times? Oh. Does that count as a full one?
Hey, she only has one. Oh, you have two. I only got one.
What? What, two toes?
Two nose rings.
Two nose holes.
Oh.
Two nose. I got one. She
that's
got
technically
two.
Four nose holes.
Technically, it is four nose
technically.
Holes.
Technically. It's not that big of a hole. It's in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dang.
Just let me be the judge of what's big and what's not.
Man, if I could say that to every girl I meet, like, you let me be the judge of whether my dick is big or not, okay? Thank you very much.
You might get laid more. Well, you gotta take control.
I always take control right after I give it away.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
No Chili Peppers.
No
references.
RCHP in this.
And allowed in this podcast
ever.
Show at any point in time.
And no you. No Ted Bundy, no Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm comfortable with these rules.
We don't have many.
So Sublime?
Yeah. We'll take Sublime.
We do Sublime. We do Oasis.
No,
we draw the line at the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No limes this. No limes this episode. Fairies
no
are allergic.
Sublimins?
Sublimins, sublimes.
Oh. Goblins and bugaboos are always malignant.
Bugaboos?
Like me. Mm-hmm. Avoid them if at all possible.
Well, hell yeah.
Caution.
Bugaboos are real?
Yeah, bugaboos
are real.
I thought
that was just, I thought that was something like when you call somebody annoying. Like that bugaboo.
No, it's
won't
a bugaboo.
Leave me alone. Like,
it's a type
got,
of me. It's a type of monster.
Have you guys
never played
song?
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, no, I absolutely know
no.
What
like, when the first time I heard the word bugaboo was today.
Isn't it in like a Spice Girls song?
What? I didn't even hear it in a Spice Girls song. It was down in Oklahoma, and I was like, yeah, this bugaboo won't leave me alone. Always bugging me and shit. Won't quit texting me.
That's racist.
How's that racist?
Against bugaboos.
Oh yeah, dude, they are malignant. You're supposed to avoid them. Remember?
Continue. Sorry.
That's you.
That's your turn.
What am I supposed to be doing?
You're supposed to be... Oh, my God. You're supposed to be reading. It's your turn.
I got this. So most of us think of fairies as tiny creatures, flitting about a gossamer wings, waving a magic wand, but history and folklore tell a different tale. Many explanations have been given for a belief in fairies. Some say that they are like ghosts, spirits of the dead, or fallen angels. Never bad enough for hell, nor good enough for heaven. So with that, let's get on to our stories. I like how we kept mine short and simple.
He knows how you like it.
Yeah, short and simple. Fast and easy.
The girth is what matters.
Yeah, fast and easy.
Being filled is a feeling.
All right, so my fairy, or fairies, is the Berberoca. So they were a dangerous race of fairies that lived in swamps and rivers in the Philippines, and they preyed primarily on fishermen who fished these bodies of water quite often.
Of course you went with fish.
they ain't got no catfish in the Philippines.
It doesn't say what kind of fish, okay? Maybe they do have catfish.
And I've been here for like a week. I have not seen one catfish, just so you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's good to know.
I have not seen one catfish.
How Matt was like, oh, there's plenty of catfish here. There's catfish, this catfish, that.
Yep.
Monty hasn't seen one.
Not a single one.
I'm not convinced.
I got him hiding.
You
got
to show him.
I'm hiding him from Monty.
They're somewhere with the Colorado fairies.
But Tabitha's dumbass just goes to the water and she puts her hands. She's like, pss, 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 pss. That's how she tries to get catfish. Pss,
pss, pss, pss. It works for some people.
Call me the catfish whisperer. That's called noodling. I don't noodle.
I do.
So they caught their victims with a simple yet effective trap. The Berberoca ingested all the water in a specific area, which made all the fish visible.
Like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
In the ocean.
So this would naturally attract the attention of the unexpecting fishermen.
Well, there's no water over there, just fish. We should probably go get some.
Nobody spit the water back out.
The warden's not around. Let's go.
She better not spit.
Spitters are quitters. Wait, no, she spits later. Hold on. So the fishermen would rush over there. And as soon as their victim reached the spot, the Berberoca would spew out the ingested water and capsize their boats.
Psych.
Oh, you thought you were getting some fish, huh?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm catching humans today, bitch.
She's like, spitters are not quitters. She's like, I should have had a spit, right? So they then dragged the helpless fishermen underwater where they ate them in... a very dreadful way.
Being eaten alive while drowning sounds shitty in general.
Yeah.
That's alligator. Can you pick one way to kill me? Crocodile, that's, yeah.
It's like the kangaroos, man.
Dude.
So another thing that they would do, in that scenario, they would drain a little bit of water so that way you can see some of the fish. In this other scenario, they would drain all the water out so that way the fish were just flopping on land and then wait for you to go to pick up the fish and then also just spit out the water that way as well.
I don't know. If I just saw a dry lake with fish flopping around, my first instinct isn't like, let's go pick up the fish.
Yeah. imagine going to your favorite fishing hole and all the water's gone, but there's just fish flopping around.
I guess I'll go.
I mean, I guess it depends on why I'm fishing. Like, do I need like 5 fish to feed my family? Then I might be like, hell yeah, grab them quick.
Long as the fucking warden's not around, I'll take any fish.
You know, but if I just went there to fish that day and hang out and drink, then I might be like, God damn it.
There's no water.
I was going to fish today.
I don't even want to catch a fish.
I'm not even here to fish.
I'm just trying to scoop them up.
I was trying to drink while I had a pole in the water.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I didn't put bait on the motherfucker.
That's why I like the catfish. You just sit there, fucking drink beers, listen to music, and wait till they bite.
Slowly draw it.
Right. Just like let it.
The biggest catfish I ever caught.
I'm trying to just run out onto dry land and be like, fish, fish, fish.
The biggest catfish I ever caught, I just hit that motherfucker in the middle. It was a bad fucking cast. And I was like, fuck this shit. And I was drinking it back in. And I swear to God, I must have hit that motherfucker in the mouth.
Snagged him.
because he just like bit it, and it was like, dude, I wasn't ready for it at all. My little ugly stick was all bent in half, all super light. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
So it says, even though they have a vicious reputation, they are very scared of crabs.
Well, that's just prudence right there.
I like whoever writes the fairy stories. Whoever comes up with these dumbass fucking fairies, they're like, this thing's a badass, sucks up all the water, this and that, and it's afraid of limes, afraid of crabs. Cannot be bitten by a mosquito. We'll kill it.
It says that the Greeks also believe that this tactic was used against their enemies as well.
The crabs?
You didn't know about the crab fairy wars of 1812?
As Tara would say, give them some blankets. Give them some blankets.
So when the fishermen would say that when they spewed out the water, that it looked like, or it had the power of like a fire hose, like, you know, when like firefighters go to put out
they can definitely take Monty's dick.
When they go to put out a fire, that fucking power from the hose, that's how it is when they're hitting their
Squirtle,
their people. Yeah,
like, I'm Bruce Almighty when the fucking bees come back out.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I really do. It's not even a great movie, but I love it. Like, I could watch that and Liar Liar probably continuously and never be sick of it.
All right.
So it says that they look like an ogre-like kind of thing, but they were mostly camouflaged with greenery or rock-like skin, depending on their environment. So they can change their skin like a chameleon-air. According to their environment. Come a chameleon. You come and go. Loving will be easy if you come in my life, my dream. Nobody?
I was going to let you do the whole thing.
Oh, no, I have no idea who Bull George is. I've never heard of that.
I was just going to let it ride.
Well, normally somebody like chimes in. Or,
yeah,
like,
I know.
Something. You guys were just silent.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, we're letting you do it.
This is on record and it's all on Matt's board, so I can't take my singing out of it. <It's the problem>.
You should not let me sing. I sound like a dying whale.
People pay money for that, you know?
So that's all I got for my fairy tale.
Very nice.
Why was it so ugly?
It's a sea monster.
It's supposed to be cute.
But it tried to blend in with the environment, so that way.
Except for the ones with holes in their face.
And the ones that look ogre-like.
Red-footed, one-nostril, buck-tooth hag, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't talk about Tara like that. I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
It's the toes.
Whoa.
It's the toes. Well, while doing research for this episode, I did come across some stories. About people seeing fairies that I wanted to share and mix them with you all as well.
Is it my turn yet?
Yes, sir.
No.
I had one sentence and then it goes Matt and Tara. Right. Do you not have the schedule either?
I didn't know if you did it yet.
God, listen, this relationship is stressing me out.
In 2012, before I met Monty and I was a happy person, I was taking some shrooms. 10 grams. 10 grams?
Hell yeah, get it, boy.
Fuck yeah.
That's what happened to the guy in the fucking dungeons in Amsterdam. You don't do 10 grams, damn it.
I would do 10 grams.
Hey, you don't tell me how many grams to do.
Yeah, you don't tell me when to go down on mushrooms.
Hey, let's get some I'm gonna need at least 10 grams of mushrooms.
At least.
In my room I was doing these 10 grams. And before I came up, a light appeared to me. The light dimmed and it was a diminutive person. Flying under
don't go
her
towards
own
the light.
Power, no wings, just
don't
flying.
Go towards the light.
Go. I had my own mushrooms. I took as many as I wanted. I'm gonna go where I want to go.
That's fair.
She flew to my door and then she became translucent again. She's like 8 inches tall, so
definitely
too big to put in my butt without a little bit of warm.
No wings though. No wings though.
Well, in India, I saw a small elvish looking fairy person that bit me.
An Elvis fairy?
Elvis fairy?
Actually, I kind of like the sound of that.
I do too.
Who can do the impersonation?
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Mama. That was like Johnny Bravo.
And you know Elvis.
You always Johnny Bravo when you try to Elvis.
Well, it's the best I can do, okay? I have three accents. I have myself, Redneck, and Joanne. I mean, those are my options.
Okay, so
they sound Elvis and Johnny Bravo sound the same.
I was going to say, Johnny Bravo is just a bad Elvis impersonation. Yeah. So it's like...
And we're being honest.
Yeah, Tara, back off.
You got the wrong color hair. All right, so... This Elvish looking fairy person bit him. Or me. Hurt like a bitch. Man, no kidding. It swelled up like a massive bug bite.
In India. He got bit by India fairy.
Oh, if I get bit by anything in India, like somebody come shoot me up with whatever the fuck kind of vaccines I need.
Right. All the vaccines.
Yeah, no. I don't even get
the COVID shot after that.
Right, I don't go to the doctor very much here in America. I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. If anything happens to me in any other country. Yes. Oh, yeah. Straight to the doctor.
I've watched weird stories of the ER when people come in with worms in their eyes. I'm nope.
I don't want
fish in their dick. Like, nope.
You said fish in their dick?
Yep.
I'll fish it out. I'm going to fish it.
We're going to go noodling. Now we'll go noodling.
Now we're noodling.
That's the kind of noodling I'll do. All right.
Fucking done with all of you.
Jesus.
All right, just kidding. My parents.
Jesus can't help you, man.
My parents thought it was an ant or tiny scorpion. So I was just walking around the house. The house is terrace and saw a black lump on the ground.
Thought
it was a small bird or bat. So I went to get a piece of cloth to wrap it in. It was not a bat, however. It was like one of those tiny wooden dolls with bark-like skin, and its features were pretty blurry. It had wings like a bat and moth hybrid. When I picked it up, it bit me. So obviously I dropped it and ran away.
What?
Okay. Yeah, it bit me.
Right. Just don't go picking up random shit in India.
Sounds like a little bitch.
Yeah, don't go picking up random shit anywhere.
I don't like picking shit up. Actually, never mind.
You got bit by a doll.
Yeah, you got bit by a wooden doll.
Fucking dumbass.
Like that, I would run away too. Drop that. I would have drop kicked it and then ran away.
I would have kept it as a souvenir, man.
But then it might have bit my
wooden toe. Put it in a jar.
Fairies love being in jars.
We all have wildly different responses.
He's gonna put it
in a jar.
It's like a firefly.
I'm like, crush it. Just destroy it. Fuck that weird black lump that you don't look at it. Just burn step it. On it.
Put a stick in there for it. They love sticks.
Tara's like, don't touch it.
Okay. All right, my story.
Yeah, give us your story. I'm excited.
Let's go, Tara.
Tara. Bridget Cleary, who was born around 1869 in Ireland.
For fuck's sake. Why so late?
I was looking at my paper. I'm like, this isn't on here at all.
She met her husband, Michael, in August of 87.
Of course it's
the marriage
Michael.
Was good, but Bridget moved back to her townland to live with her parents. Michael stayed due to work. While living apart, Bridget became more independent.
Yeah.
She had her own chickens and sold eggs for money.
Yeah, I have my own chickens.
You want
I don't need you.
Eggs?
You think you can come around here with some chickens and just win me? I got my own chickens.
Yeah.
Got my eggs.
After doing the most womanly thing with that money, she bought a state-of-the-art sewing machine.
A sewing machine.
Bridget then became a dress and hat maker.
Of course she did. Yeah. She went from eggs to hats.
But she just made hats that look like eggs?
Hats for chickens.
A hat with like a nest.
Hats for the chickens.
Hats for the chickens.
Finally, my dream has come true.
Just trying to keep them warm in the winter.
The pair were married about 8 years and still no children. This may be due to the distance, although it also shows that she was not a whore.
Or she can't have children.
Bridget's mother passed away by this time.
Or Michael he's was, sterile. Could be either way.
Well, they were living in way different towns, so they weren't fucking.
They fucked every once in a while.
Bridget's mother passed away. By this time, Michael was living back with his wife and her family. With her mother gone, and the two now had become responsible for Bridget's father, Patrick, who was not capable of taking care of himself.
Old Patrick.
They were able to use Patrick's labor background to acquire the best house in the village, reserved just for laborers.
Ooh, best house.
In
the
town.
Best house just in for town. The laborers.
Best house in the West.
Yeah, but they used the ill father who was not living in the house.
Well,
like, they're like, oh, yeah, he needs this labor house because he used to be a laborer. But then they're like, but you ain't living here, bitch.
Oh,
that's
cool.
How they got their social security check.
Thanks for mansplaining it for me, Tara.
Yeah.
Even though you just read it to me. Thanks for
the house.
She's like, fuck you, money.
The house didn't have much interest for other townspeople because it was built on the site of a supposed fairy ring fort.
Ooh. Ring fort? The ring of fire.
So what could possibly go wrong?
Everything. Everything could go wrong. Are you shitting me? All of it.
I mean, Tinkerbell might show up or something.
What's up, girl?
She can suck my dick.
In March of 1895, Bridget grew sick of bronchitis.
Quit looking at each other.
Don't tell us what to do.
You guys looked at each other, winked and like nodded.
There was no wink. It was, we shared a smile. Shut up. Yeah. Don't be jealous.
Yeah, just because you can't.
They're still in the honeymoon stage. Leave
they're bromance.
We still fight now and then. It's
cool.
I'm used to seeing Monty next to me right here.
Oh, she's jealous. Oh,
you're jealous. She's jealous.
You can rearrange the order of the cameras. That's make it look like.
Now, put Monty on this side. Like.
All right. So Bridget grew sick of bronchitis. After a physician visited the home, her condition was bad enough that a priest shortly visited her too. Her family visited, giving Bridget home remedies, including a ritual.
An exorcist.
Bridget's father and husband were both convinced that a fairy had taken over her body.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for fuck's sake. A fairy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, oh, they Patrick. Do that. They're able to take over and, like,
we
basically
about
possess
it
human bodies.
In
yes.
the beginning. We talked about it in
Isn't
the beginning.
Isn't that a demon?
No, it's a fairy, you oompish.
There was possessions before Christianity. Just
yeah, like, I've had things long before God.
Long before?
Possession. Yeah, like,
oh, I got it. I got it.
It took me a minute.
So, for the ritual, they threw urine all over Bridget.
Oh, yes. Dude, pee fetish. What's up?
What the fuck?
We both got again, so excited. Yeah.
I would beat the shit out of somebody if they threw fucking urine.
How are you going to do that? You're deathly ill.
Yeah, dude. Shut up and take
when
my pee
I
fetish.
Take that urine like a champ.
That's right.
When I come back, too, and I find out.
When you come back
too,
we'll tell you it was because of the urine.
Bring extra piss. It's
you're
for
lucky
Daddy's
you
forehead.
Even came back too. Thank you for the urine, I think is what you meant to say.
No. I mean, you didn't
play. After throwing the urine all over her, they then took her to the fireplace to cast the fairy out.
Ooh. Yeah. At the fireplace, it's the only place you can do that.
I'd love the smell of dried piss.
3 days later, word got around that Bridget was missing. The local police started looking for her. But Michael was quick to say that Bridget was taken by fairies.
What? This is like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. There's so many fucking twists in here. This is great.
You had me at piss.
By the
you
time
had me not at piss.
You had me at piss. By the time police caught up to what had happened, it had been about a week. Bridget was found burnt in a shallow grave. Nine people were charged with her disappearance.
Oh, shit.
Nine.
Not eight. Nine.
Not ten.
Where was this at
nine.
Again?
Nine.
Ireland.
Nine.
Ireland. Lots of fire. Lots of farriers.
Lots of furs.
Ferrerers. Was that it? What else we got? Who got busted?
Her husband, no doubt, was one of those charged. The cause of death was being burnt to death. Although some have said that she was burnt shortly after her last breath.
Damn. Well, if there were ashes in her lungs.
A trial to be had.
Oh.
What unfolded in the trial was that after the priest was sent away, relatives and neighbors came over. Arguments of fairies came back up. Bridget told Michael that the only person who'd gone off with fairies was his mother.
Me and Dad, we didn't do that.
Yeah, Dad and I.
Michael's response to that comment?
Oh, yeah.
Me Dad and I.
Me father and I.
His fosia.
The only place we went was to the pub, my lad.
Was he trying to
say? No fairies at the pole.
Some rivers run high, some rivers run low.
So basically, she was like, the only person taken off by fairies was your mother. Michael's response, well, he responded by trying to force feed his wife. Then threw her down near the fireplace. He grabbed a burning piece
of wood.
They were
going the hoe down.
To antagonize her with. When Bridget's dress caught on fire, Michael helped by throwing lamp oil on her and forcing the others to stay back.
That's a lot of help.
What?
He's helping a lot.
He fully believed she was a channeling for about a week, and he will get his wife back from those fairies.
He was drunk as fuck.
By burning her alive.
Dear God.
Listen.
Gotta get the fairies out.
St. Jameson and I have been talking a lot.
He's just trying to smoke them out.
Well, what most believe about channelings is, yeah, like you have to burn them out.
Smoke
and if
them
your
out.
Wife dies, or if the wife dies due to this, it's because they weren't able to cast the fairies out.
Yeah, obviously.
If the wife comes
that
back to life,
like,
it's because
just
they,
like,
it worked.
That sounds like a whole bunch of horse shit.
Like witch hunting.
Yeah, classic witch.
We're gonna drown you, and if you swim,
if
you're
you
a witch.
Come back alive.
And if you drown,
you weren't.
You were, yeah, not a witch. And then
well,
it's,
sorry about that.
It's cool. God forgave you. God
forgave
you.
It doesn't matter if you know how to swim or not. It's whatever the fairies do.
Damn.
Same thing with the burning. That if you burned
good,
to death.
That's a good little find.
I'm not, yeah.
Oh, wait, there's that. Wait, done. There's more.
I'm not
oh.
done.
And then I burnt down the whole village because I was drunk as fuck. Next thing you know, I was fucking the horse outside because I was like, hey, horse, don't look at me like that.
With the blindfold on.
You look like Sarah McLachlan and I'm drunk as enough. Fuck, and I will definitely fuck your teeth, you big horse.
Fuck your teeth?
I don't know.
It started going off the rails.
You also started sounding like an Irishman.
That was the goal. It's in Ireland.
So three people were charged with wounding.
What?
Wounding?
Seven others were charged as well, with penalties ranging from 6 months of hard labor to 5 years in penal.
Penal?
Solitude.
Penal?
And old Michael Cleary was guilty of manslaughter. He accidentally killed her.
Michael Cleary.
It's because she didn't come back. The fairies killed her.
He spent 15 of his 20 years in penal servitude.
And penis.
Once out, he made his way to Canada.
Oh.
Canada. They got nice syrup. They got kangaroos. Remember, Monty?
They do. Ghost kangaroos. As a matter
of fact. But luckily, out of this whole situation, there is a beautiful Irish nursery rhyme.
Oh, yes. Oh, so I love limericks.
Are you a witch or are you a fairy or are you the wife of Michael Cleary?
I love it.
Oh, that's nice.
I love it.
That's real nice.
That gave me erect epili.
I just got erect.
I just got wet.
Well, so we all have something in common.
Can you read in Irish? Like, somebody sing can that in an read? Irish accent. Are you a witch? Are you a fairy? Or are you the wife of Michael Cleary?
Do
Irish
it, Monty. I'm trying to get Monty to say it in Irish.
I would love to sing that to Irish my kids.
Boy. Are you a witch or are you a fairy? Nope. See, I can't.
Nah, that was way better than good.
No, no, no. Try it again. Try it again. Stay on point. You got this. Do it again. Come on.
Are you a witch or are you a fairy? Are you the wife of Michael McCleary?
There you go.
There you go.
Fucking Lucky Charms.
Except there's no Mick in his last name.
No, just Michael Cleary. Yeah. I just threw the extra Mick in.
Michael McCleary.
That is racist.
yeah, it is. Michael You're not McCleary. Wrong. Just because he's Irish doesn't mean he's Mick.
Why don't you just throw an O in there, huh?
Wait, we're still going to make Monty do it too, so that way we have both of theirs.
Did you just say Mick Monty?
I don't think he's, no, Make we've been, Monty. No, we tried. He couldn't channel in, which funny that it's channel, which funny. Channeling the I
feel
accent.
Like he, I feel like he can, because he did the accent earlier. He just can't remember the words. Shoot him a text of it really quick.
Nah, he could have wrote it down if he wanted.
True. He's being a bitch.
Write it down at the top of his paper real quick.
Do it, do it, do it.
Hate to break it to you, who's writing it down himself when I came in the room.
I thought so. Are you going to sing us a nursery rhyme?
No, I want to remember it, though.
No, well, Matt sang it to us, but he said, Michael McCleary.
McCleary.
I'm like, that's funny, because there's no Mick. And he's like, oh, that was racist of me.
It absolutely was racist of me.
Did you write McCleary, too? It's just Cleary. It's Michael Cleary. What is wrong with you guys?
We're racist, obviously.
Be here about people want, okay? Mind your business before you get burnt away and pissed
Monty's
on.
Monty's like scribbling a few extra letters.
I did.
Out.
I wrote McCleary. Oh my god.
At least Matt wasn't the only one that thought it, right?
Did you not think it?
No.
Oh great, the girl with 13 concussions has a better brain than us.
Well, I mean,
only sometimes.
I don't think concussions have anything to do with what's wrong with my fucking brain.
No, that's what's wrong with my brain.
All right, we back into it? We good to go? All right.
We're not continuing until you say it, Monty.
No.
He's lame.
I'm lame.
But we're moving on, because he's lame.
All right, Mel's daddying us. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening now.
All right.
Yes, Master. Sorry, Master.
Another story that I came across went as follows. Hello. I recently decided that I want to see fairies, but I'm not quite sure how to go about it. When I was a child, I saw a bright blue ball of light quickly leave out of my window. Without thinking about it, I just knew it was a fairy.
Obviously.
I sat on this for a lot of years, but now I decided that I'm ready to see them again. Do you guys have any recommendations on how it can attract fairies? Best time to see them? How do I know if they're around? Have you guys seen any? Please share your stories with me. I'd hope that everyone is staying safe out there.
You'd spread your cheeks for a fairy, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, only at the right time. Are the fairies around? I just want to be spreading my cheeks for no reason.
I mean, somebody will come around.
I mean, Monty's
and
there.
That's how your dog accidentally licks your butthole. You're just walking around with spread cheeks all day.
No. No.
I know somebody who is getting...
If you're waiting on a ferry.
Babe. It's your turn to read, Daddy.
If you have dogs, don't ever get on all fours on the bed naked waiting for your husband to come in.
No.
Well, luckily, I'm not married to a husband.
Also, don't fuck while they're in the same room because they might lick you in the leg or the foot.
The
like leg. Asking if you're okay.
It's a weird way to say clit.
My dog's never licked me there.
Yeah, okay.
I'm normally kicking her like, move, Ellie, get out of the room.
Yeah, get closer to my clit.
I think I need to.
No.
You guys just want to let me know when this conversation's done. Yeah, let's
go. Let's get back into it.
How do I mute other people?
You can actually do that. I know actually how to do
let's
that.
Let's keep going.
Don't make me do it, Daddy. Just go ahead and keep going.
So be careful. What you wish for.
What?
She said be careful for what you wish for.
I heard it.
I just don't know what's happening.
Why is that like that? All right. So be careful for what you wish for. Fairies are not always friendly. In fact, most are malicious and will play nasty tricks on you.
Yeah, I will.
Like taking fairy. You a dirty fairy?
Dirty fairy.
I've been drinking your beer. What are you going to do when you get home?
No, man. No.
You're going to smell it on my breath?
God.
Are you going to wear a diaper?
This is why I didn't do the... John McCain nursery rhyme for you guys. The normal rhyme.
The John McCain?
You guys got me fucked up right now.
I think you got yourself.
Let Daddy read. Let Daddy read. Jesus
Christ. Like taking jewelry or like taking candy from a baby. Like taking jewelry or rotting fresh food.
Don't
and
rot
much,
food.
Much worse. Well, I mean, I would let a fairy take my rotting food. I don't need it anymore.
No, she will rot your food. She'll make your food rot.
Yeah.
I'll punch a bitch.
Yeah, I'll roundhouse your ass.
I'm saying. You know how much that shit costs?
There's fairies living in my cilantro drawer.
Oh, fuck no. It's over. No, I will fucking murder them. I swear to God.
Most fairies are not cute. Little pixies with wings.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm oompish. I'm an oompish.
oompish, grotesque fairy.
Like a whole bunch of oompa loompas. So if you would like to see fairies, then I would recommend staying hidden and protected from them. A lot of fairy folk will be reluctant and show themselves in front of humans. They might also be tempted to harm you if they can see you.
So fairy folk.
I can
folk.
See you.
It's like Mumford and Sons, but fairies.
Chop your ass.
Yeah. Fairy folk. Are you a witch or are you a fairy? And are you the wife of Michael Carey?
So close.
McCary, it's hard not to put...
Don't say Harry.
Cleary.
They're like, oh, you can see me? Pucha! I slap you.
As long as
cool.
It's not clearly.
I was just saving it for this part, guys, but cool. Thanks for trying to be dicks about it. Fairy folk.
So there's a few ways to keep you safe from the fairies. It says wear a red item of clothing.
The fairies hate red.
It doesn't matter how big or small. It just needs to touch your skin.
Guess I'm wiping blood all over me.
Oh, this is where they're
clothing.
This is where
clothing.
Yeah. Red.
This is where you know they're part werewolf.
These are the bull fairies.
Ole. Oh, wait.
Ole. Ole.
This is how you know they're part werewolf.
I got a little bit of ole there for you, huh?
Ole. Oh, my favorite potatoes, the oles.
Oh, you're wearing red. I can't touch you. So it says carry iron or steel nails in your pockets.
What?
Vampire werewolves?
They're allergic to fairies. Iron or steel.
But I gotta have nails?
Well, because nails are cheap.
I mean, those will fit in your pocket.
Like poly in your pocket, you know? It's a fairy in your pocket. So not only do these ward off fairies, but if one happens to approach you, then you can use this iron to brandish the fairy. It won't bother you again afterwards.
I've got the nail. Got a nail.
Stab the fairy. Of course.
Once it gets close enough, it's going to be like, oh, fuck, the metals.
Shit. Yeah, dude, it's like a little fairy sword. It pulls out like a little wooden sword and you're like a stick and you're like, ha-ha.
You just fucking sword fighting with me.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you, fairy. I'm wearing red today. Go on, get.
It also says that you can fold at least one item of clothing inside out.
Fairies
I wear my underwear inside out on accident sometimes.
Oh, on accident. On accident.
I wore my shirt inside out.
Yeah, I wear my shirt and sometimes like my thongs, they look the same in the dark sometimes. Like when I'm up at 3:30 in the morning getting ready for work. they look the same inside and out. So
I don't trust thongs because they don't have that clitty litter patch to catch the stuff.
Yeah, no, they have a little patch. Yeah, what? They have a little piece of cloth.
You haven't worn enough thongs, Monty.
Obviously. Yeah, you're wearing the wrong thong.
It's actually called the Gazette.
The Kaziff.
No, they the Gazette it, is the extra fabric in your underwear.
Oh, okay.
I learned that sending underwear because he's
they
like,
also call it the pussy
Gazette,
pocket.
And I'm like, so I Googled Gazette. And it's the extra fabric.
Because that's the name of the local newspaper here. I was just like, okay, here you go. Here's a picture of the newspaper.
The newspaper is my inner fucking underwear.
From our lips to yours.
So it says, personally, I would recommend folding your socks inside out.
Because that makes the most fucking sense.
So nobody will make fun of you when they see your fucking socks.
Yeah. Why is your shirt inside out? Because I want the fairies to be away. Like, oh, I was just going to make fun of you for the shirt. Now it's a whole new ballgame.
It says people won't point out if they can't see it.
Yep.
Oh, we did.
I mean, they can't see your underwear.
But the fairies know.
Yeah, fairies know. They're like, oh, your socks are inside out. I can't touch you.
That's how
I
you
mean,
find out.
Since they can read minds.
So you go to work
all day, like my socks are inside out. My socks are inside out. My socks are inside out.
You go to work and somebody's just like randomly like, why are you wearing your socks inside out? You're like, get the fuck away from me, fairy.
Like you shouldn't.
And then you got to go to HR because someone thinks it's a hate crime, and like you really believe in fairies. It's the whole thing.
And then you got to go to therapy.
Therapy.
That is
therapy.
That is therapy.
Therapy.
Oh, not therapy.
Yeah.
So it also says that you can identify and acquire some herbs, or some people that can't read herbs and plants. That defend you from fairies.
I swear to God, the day the tabs
were, if they say cilantro,
can't read. Tap then. For some people, they can't read herbs. Okay. Straight from daddy's mouth. Ew, I don't like when I say that, actually.
I heard it exactly the way you said it.
Gross.
Don't worry. You'll be getting some shit straight from daddy's mouth later.
I mean, yeah, because I don't know the script word. For example, roan, rosemary, and daisies. A quick Google search can tell you a full list of other plants and herbs, not herbs. I would recommend carrying them in a jar in your pocket.
So I got a pocket full of nails
and nails.
A jar full of herbs. I got a pocket. You got a pocket full of herbs.
Like the cops pull you over. What's in your pocket? You're like, no, just fairy defense, sir. I just got some nails.
Yeah. Really nice herbs.
God, sir, we need you to step out of the car. Are you high as shit?
It's fairy defense.
Why are your socks inside out, sir?
Were you drunk still when you got dressed this morning?
We got a code. I don't know what.
It's all the cops are fairies.
Be like, no, I just got a pocket full of rosemary and daisies. Like
rather around the family.
Pocket full of
rosemary.
And daisies. So it says that you can also carry a pouch of salt. So they're part vampire, I feel like.
I carry salts anyways.
What?
I don't carry salt. I have enough salt in my body. That's why I say I'm a salty bitch. I have enough salt in my body. I don't need to carry salt.
No, I'm going to carry A1 before I carry salt.
I do like A1. It goes with a lot of good
hot
meat.
Hot sauce.
Tabasco and Louisiana.
You're
going to
carry a fucking condiment. Okay, never mind.
Move on.
We're not arguing about condiments right now.
Yeah. We're not getting into this again.
So this will work similarly to the iron nails in terms of brand shining a fairy. You can also create trails of salt in line to cross doorways and windows. So they're fucking vampires.
No, they're fairies.
Supernatural creatures.
I have noticed, though, honestly, some of the rules most of the things universal. That ward them off are actually similar to spirits.
Yeah.
Iron and salt are really big with spirits.
Yep. Which the irony is, like, if you don't have nails, you can use salt, right?
The irony.
But
was
if
that
you're,
on purpose?
Of course it was on purpose. But if you're trying to, like, eat your salad and it needs more salt, you're good, but you can't put more nails on it and be like, well, this salad sucks. Okay.
You got your croutons and I got mine, okay? Yeah.
What is this? It's silver. This is nice.
It's shiny.
Nice.
So it says this will prevent fairy folk from entering your house. Fairy folk.
Some rivers run high, some rivers run low.
Sticking your dicks in the holes.
When her river runs red,
that was
it's
not
time
Irish
to
at
go.
All. At all.
And then you yell, yo ho, yo ho.
Oh, cool. So they're pirates.
Yeah.
Yo ho, yo ho.
That was Scallywag. That was not Irish at all. Avast.
French, is it French Irish? Salted Irish?
Salted Irish.
So you just gotta line your everything with salt.
Salted Irish.
You don't want to get raped by a fairy? Tape salt. A packet of salt salted. Above your butthole.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
So the salt, it says, you can also create trails of salt to line across doorways and windows. These will prevent fairy folks from entering your house if the trails remain intact.
Here we go. Some rivers run high, some rivers run low.
No.
The wind will blow and knock your hole.
Could you pull a fairy over and be like, whoo, whoo, whoo.
You can't go through there. There's salts.
It's so stupid.
I wish this so cup stupid. Was full of whiskey.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sorry.
Or salt.
It says if you're being chased by a fairy, jump over a river or some form of running water.
Let me hop the whole fucking river. Jesus Christ.
Don't mind if you can swim or not. Fairies cannot cross these.
Blasted!
They can't fly. It has to be a running river. You.
If it's a walking river, you're fucked.
A walking river? Or a jogging river, but if it runs.
But then the fairies all
don't
get
even
together.
Talk to me about a sprinting river right now.
Yeah, and then the barbecue fairies that she talked about, like, they suck up all the water.
The barbacoa fruit?
Yeah, the yeah. barbecue
And then
fairies.
The fairies the are like, ha, gotcha.
The barbecues?
Barbacoa. Yeah.
Barbacoa.
Yeah. Barbacoa. I get that at Chipotle.
Yeah, right. When you go to Chipotle and you get that barbacoa, yeah. It's the fairy.
It's Mexican barbecue,
right? Yeah.
They can't cross over.
Fuck me.
So it says, however, they are often near still bodies of water having a wash.
Yeah,
so
those are the ones they suck up.
Like, come here, come get these fishies. Come get this catfish. So to remain hidden from fairies, honestly, if there was a small body of water and I saw 50 catfish over there, I'll be damned if I'm not over there.
I'll be damned if you don't get eaten by a fairy, too.
It'll be worth it. Tell my story later. So to remain hidden from fairies, avoid as much movement as you can. Do not run unless they have seen you.
You just told me to run across
and
the water.
And if you are running, you better find running water and hop that bitch.
Regarding actually finding fairies in the first place, you must also follow some steps. You must believe that they are going to see fairies.
I believe I can see fairies.
So you gotta believe that you're gonna see these fairies.
You gotta believe.
You must know where and when to look. Fairies are commonly found in the wild. For example, in forests, near still bodies of water, like I already mentioned, or even in your backyard. That's all Monty wants is a fairy in his backyard.
Wait a minute.
Or to be in a fairy's backyard.
Either
it depends on the fairy. He's open.
Is it oompish?
Yeah,
he's all or the grotesque. Pixie dust.
You could put barbacoa up there.
Or is it dainty and tiny?
I don't know. Someone throw piss on me quick. Oh.
Jump over the river.
If your house is old, then there is a chance you have fairies cohabiting with
Conehead.
You as well. All right. This is from 88. I think I'm safe. This isn't even as old as Monty, where I'm living.
Oh, the
house. I
think
I'm good on fairies. Yeah.
Oh, the house, not the fairies.
And it's a trailer. I don't think they like trailers.
Dude, your house is new. You don't know what those trailers like. Those fairies like.
Those trailers like.
Might get you a Joe Dirt fairy.
Joe Dirt.
Okay.
And instead of like pixie dust, he just has
in
like
a jar and watch my cat swat.
He's just like fucking flopping around his fucking mane.
He's just got ashtray mullet. Dust like a fucking Pall Mall ashes.
As long as it lets me give it a fucking mullet. As for when to find fairies, they are most active at dawn and dusk. Interacting with fairies near midnight is dangerous. So if I were you, I'd look at dawn. Boys, we ride at dawn.
Boys, we ride at dawn?
I thought dawn was somebody's name. Look at dawn. He knows what to say.
Please be careful if you are searching in the woods. Look out for fairy rings. They appear in circles of mushrooms. If you step inside one, you cannot leave.
Eat the mushrooms first.
Dude, the fairies love that.
Eat the mushrooms first, and then you don't give a fuck
and
if you
no
get
circle
stuck.
It, right, yeah.
Find a quiet, shaded spot and sit there. It helps to focus your mind, but this takes some practice, so you might not get it right the first time. Basic meditation
time.
101.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Buddha.
Sometimes unfocusing your eyes can help. Try not to think of anything. You need a clear mind. So if you have ADHD, don't look for fairies.
Just
Or if you got a lazy eye like Tabitha, try to focus both eyes at the same time.
I relate more to the ADHD.
Hey, she's got more practice on focusing her eyes than the rest of us.
Unfocus both of them, and you're looking so far apart.
I do eye shit every time I go to physical therapy, so 2 times a week, thank you.
Yeah, she's trying to get that one to roll back where it's supposed to be.
Twice more than I need to do it.
No, so with my concussions and my physical therapy, they make me do a lot of, like, looking back and forth and shit.
Oh, don't try and get sympathy out of me, catfish eyes.
What they're saying is they know about your lazy eye, too, but they're trying to be nice.
I don't have a lazy eye.
All right, she doesn't have a lazy eye.
That's not true.
Fine, sure, it's fine. Okay, whatever. No lazy eye Tabitha over there.
However,
I've never heard of this until now.
That's because you can't see it when you look in the mirror.
I was going to say, you can't see it.
I would say it in pictures. I take lots of pictures.
I take lots.
Now your eyes is looking over there. Sometimes you can try too hard to think of nothing and it ends up not working.
Oh, every woman I know in a relationship.
Just keep trying and don't give up. If you do it correctly, you might see some movement in your peripheral vision, which is where Tabitha's always
looking.
Don't
you dare. I'm fucking damn it.
If this mental approach is too difficult for you, then stop fucking looking for fairies, you idiot.
You don't tell me what to do.
If this mental approach is too difficult for you, then you can also use quartz to strengthen the connection between the human and the fairy realm by sticking it up your butt.
There we go with fucking nice crystals
and,
again.
Nice and long.
We didn't say that part. That's the secret that you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
We are trying to give the fans.
Did we just tell the secrets?
Oh, no. You
can't just start right in the butt, guys, okay? You gotta work your way up to it.
No, first you have to hold it in your hands while doing what I mentioned before.
Yes.
If this
sing the Oompa Loompa song.
Are we still talking about meditating?
Yes.
Basically. No, no. That's what I call it. If you're unable to meditate, you get the quartz to strengthen it, hold it in your hands while doing what I mentioned before. If this doesn't help, you can use the stone with a naturally formed hole in it.
Huh?
Look through the hole, and you might be able to spot some fairies.
Oh, it's a kaleidoscope.
My penis is natural.
Oh, it's like that pig butt.
So if it forms a hole, it will be a naturally formed hole.
A penis globe.
Pig butt?
Yeah, it was a little metal figurine pig butt, and you look through it the light, and it just shows a naked lady through it.
This is like...
Or you can look through the hole, and you might be able to spot some fairies.
If it's naturally formed by your penis.
I mean, there's naturally formed dicks with 2 holes, right, Monty?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
2 holes?
It's a noodle.
Sorry, Tabitha, you missed it.
It's hollow. It's noodle. It's a pasta. Past tense.
Yeah.
And last but not least, never look for fairies during autumn and winter. During these months.
But that's the most beautiful out.
No,
that's...
but the unseelie cord is in rain.
Oh,
you don't even know.
Oh, fuck.
These fairies are malicious and like to attack humans.
Oh, being
probably
attacked.
Probably found out how much humans suck. Like, I mean, I'd attack them too if I wasn't me.
Humans are assholes when they're cold.
Humans are fucking cunts.
Instead, look during spring and summer.
Hell yeah.
While the sealy cold.
I like summer. So when you go for mushroom hunting.
And find the good fairies. Evidently, it's great. Mushrooms, fairies.
They're probably living
good
on the mushrooms.
Win-win.
You can't get in the mushroom fairy ring. We've already talked about this. Have you guys learned nothing from this show?
Yeah, did you guys not hear about Bridget Cleary? The property was right next to a fairy ring. And then she got got by her husband.
Right.
I'm talking about moral.
There's a whole song about it.
The Sealy Court in spring and summer, those fairies are still mischievous. However, the worst they'll do is probably call you names or throw things at you.
Ah, go to where I shall taunt you a second time.
Yeah. Well, on the topic of mischievous fairies, I got the Gonkanok, which I chose specifically because it sounds like a rock gargling name. It's one of the many fairies in Irish lore.
Is it one of your fairies?
This one's to die for. This one specifically.
That's a knee slapper.
It will be soon. Some say his name means love talker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I talk love all the time.
Says it means without love.
Oh.
But when I went to do my own research, Google told me it means without purchase.
So, so you stole it.
I don't know. You guys make up.
It's about the same, right?
You choose, right?
Without I shoplifted this fairy.
This motherfucker is well groomed at all times. Always dressed in whatever the latest fashions are.
Oh, it's a fancy fairy.
He can take the form of any man that he chooses, and he'll also take your girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
I take your girl.
This fairy is me leaving town.
Now that's a knee slapper.
Monty's not.
Oh, no, yeah, it really is, though. Listen, this fairy can set a lady's heart on fire, whispering smooth flattery and sweet nothings in his deep, velvety voice. It's the complete opposite of rock gargling. His voice is the complete opposite. A faint, fine mist always surrounds him. Scented with strong and manly fragrances that always seem to be exactly what the object of his desire likes. It's great.
Panther musk.
Looks good, smells good.
Smells like chocolate chip cookies.
That's me.
Please tell me what he tastes like.
Smells like faded glory. I haven't got
that far in my research yet.
Shit.
He has no shadow. Zero fucking shadows.
Is it because he's full of light?
He has no shadow at all, but he carries a seemingly infinite number of coin purses filled with gold, won from his ungodly gambling skills.
Okay, Peter Pan.
He has an infinite number of coin purses?
Seemingly infinite. He can just keep pulling them out of nowhere.
Ping, 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 ping.
He's like my stupid-ass uncle who always like pulled the quarter out from behind my ear, and he was like, what? Here's the quarter.
Look what I got.
You could have it if you suck my dick.
He also always has some sparkling gems or jewelry to give, because he loves a bejeweled and appreciative woman.
He loves a bejeweled?
Yeah, there's somebody actually who's bejeweled. People who wear jewels.
Well, I've heard about people that bejeweled their vaginas before. So is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Bedazzling, bejeweled is the same thing.
I think they call it vajazzling.
It is definitely vajazzling.
I'm pretty sure it's called vajazzling. And there's a
bejeweling.
Whole... There's a whole... Photography, you know how they had glamour shots? It's called clamor shots. And they just
glitter shots.
Yeah, you know why? Because I invented it just now.
you should call it clitter shots.
Then is it a rhyme?
It's clamor shots. It's a play on glamour shots.
What the hell?
Clitter shots. Or it's a clitoris.
Right, but if you want like the instant, you can have the Holaroid.
The Holaroid.
I think that's all I got right now.
Listen. This motherfucker also knows all the love songs and perfect poems, and he can recite them even better than when Steven Tyler did that one time in the 90s.
Oh, dude, when he...
You know what I'm talking about. That time.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And did you lose your girlfriend then, too? I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. God damn it.
Lost her twice.
All right. Well, he also can flatter with such subtlety that you don't even realize your panties have melted until they're already dribbling down your thigh.
Damn, this guy is smooth as silk. He walks into the bar. He's like,
That's what you call a panty dropper, man.
You went on a porn site and typed in fairy stories.
Cue the Seinfeld baseline.
I went to the places that I knew you guys weren't going. Okay,
so not Pornhub, because I.
Yeah.
So he didn't go to my place.
Even nature can't resist him.
He went to fairyhub.com.
Nature's
wet. Is that a thing? Naturally. I'm writing that down. Hold on.
What is it?
I'm writing it down. Fairyhub.com. We're looking for it. That's the thing. All the local fauna will. I'm sorry. Even nature can't resist him. All the local fauna will stop and stare at in adoration at him. Birds stop singing. Dogs stop barking.
Dobbs. Dobby's a free elf.
And even the flowers turn to face him as he passes.
They all face him.
Damn, this boy got skills.
He's coming?
You're coming. He just walked. He just walked down the road.
Everyone's coming.
Your panties have disappeared. They evaporated.
Yeah, they weren't even wet. They just disappeared.
But if you had them inside out, this wouldn't happen.
Not lying. Or my socks.
He's thrown away the hearts of queens and peasants alike, young and old.
Damn.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Fucking peasants.
What's his name again? Gonkanok.
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 Gonkanok. Because he has a dong.
Gone.
Might as well. Oh.
He'd seduce you with compliments, gold, jewelry, overwhelming your senses with a smell cloud and total lack of a shadow until he became hopelessly and completely in love with him. After he had her firmly in his glass.
Get in my glass, Pat. Get in here, lady.
Get in my glass.
In the glass, everyone. Look what I have. Normally they collect fairies.
Put it in a jar.
Put a stick in there. Yeah, humans love stick. Put a stick in there. Humans are stupid. Look, you have to pick its butt when it glows to keep it glowing.
After he had her firmly in his grasp and completely pliable, he would give her a kiss. Some say much more than a kiss, like Bigfoot porn, only Irish fairy flavored.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kinky shit going on.
You know what I'm saying? Bigfoot then porn? The Gonkanok would suddenly disappear without a trace and leave his victims pining for him until they fucking died of starvation or illness because they were unable to do anything at all but wither away slowly of their broken heart.
Huh. You poor soul.
Even the men weren't immune to him. While seducing his victims, the Gonkanok would often induce men to waste their entire fortune buying baubles and other expenses for his target.
Baubles.
Bobbleheads.
Leaving them destitute and starving.
Well, no, it's 1021. It's okay.
No, you don't even understand. This motherfucker is trying to take all your bitches.
No, I get
all
it.
Your money.
And he don't even want it. He don't even want it.
He doesn't. As soon as he gets like a kiss, he's like, ha, 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 I won. And then he leaves.
I'm out.
And then your bitch dies.
And then your bitch.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
I mean, I don't care. I already kissed
her. But you can avoid all of this by just wearing your panties.
Inside out. Except for what if he evaporates them?
So Tabitha's good.
And do it.
As long as she's got her thong on.
Oh.
I didn't do it this time. They're not inside out this time. Hey, at 3:30 in the morning when you're tired and you're trying to put a thong on, you don't care which way it is. You just put it
on. At 3:30 in the morning, but you've been
protecting yourself from the fucking most suave fucking fairy there is, and you didn't even know it.
I'm trying to take the thong off at 3:30. Just going to throw that out there.
Conscious me is protecting myself from fairies.
Fairies, bad boots. Or Ferraris.
Ferraris. I'm protecting myself from
Ferraris.
I was really drunk when I wrote this. I think I did fairly decent.
I think it's good.
Minus the title. That's because I didn't spell check the title.
All right. It's my turn.
Tis.
Just a few more stories we came across.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't love stories?
I believe I was introduced to the Earth-based witchcraft by fairies. I was just thinking about the other day. When I was 15 years old, I spent part of the summer in Montana, which compared to the part of California I'm from, that was way less populated, more rural. One day, I was out for a walk and came across a fairy ring in the grass.
Don't do it.
Don't.
I came across it.
Fucking.
I looked at it. I don't know much about them at the time. For whatever reason, I felt the need to step into it and sit down. I stepped in it and sat down. Most people will tell you a fairy ring is just mushrooms in a circle, but others will tell you they have some superstitious foundation and can be essentially magical.
Could you imagine like going to have your like tarot read or like going to some witch to like ask for like a casting spell of protection or money?
Like sit in this mushroom circle.
And it's Tabitha going, well, I'll tell you what, you gotta be in that there fairy ring. And I think the fairies, if you sit in the mushrooms, you have to have salt, nails.
And it is in Montana.
And I think you have to have ranch dressing because everything knows ranch
dressing. I like barbecue.
Makes it
No, the ranch dressing is to dip the mushrooms in.
Yeah.
Do you want me to stop reading like
no,
that?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, you're in Montana. Do what you want.
Yeah. We're not high on gin notable. What?
Dude, she literally said high gin notable.
Well, that's kind of what it says.
I know it's what it says. The one time she can fucking read right, she goes high gin notable. I think it's highly notable. But the one time she reads perfectly, goes high gin notable. Fucking speak and spell over here. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's, like she said, you can't. I even questioned it. I was like, what?
High gin notable. Okay.
She didn't
skip a beat or a letter. It was great.
Fucking cheap.
Yeah, I do think it's supposed to be highly notable.
It is.
That's not what that says.
That's not what it says.
I know. And the one time, mischievous. You got it.
Here we go.
I even knew that was. I read it, but I knew that was wrong.
Listen, mischievous is a fucking word. All right, hygiene notable is not exactly the same.
That's actually my rap name. I'm a fairy. I'm hygiene notable.
I'm hygiene notable.
Oh, are you a witch? Are you a fairy?
Are you the wife of Michael Clary?
They're trying to say McClary.
It took both of them everything not to say McClary.
It did. I even have it written down.
So, Monty, what the fuck is that supposed to say?
Highly notable.
Highly notable.
Highly notable.
Let's start it over.
We've got to do it again. While not,
well, not highly notable.
Well, oh, did I say it? Well, highly?
Yes.
It's supposed to be, well, nothing notable happened.
Well, fuck you, I Tara.
It's exactly what it's supposed to. Oh, my God. Oh, Tara. Thank God you're here, Tara. I swear to fucking God.
Jesus Christ. This is going to be the stupidest, yet probably the best. Like the extra shit.
The extended content
is actually going to be like a
this
good
is gold,
one.
Yeah.
Especially because I read it how it says.
All right. So, yeah. Well, nothing
notable, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, nothing notable happened when I was in it. When I returned home, plenty of strange things began to happen. Little things would go missing, then mysteriously turn us in strange places. So it says, I didn't connect that two at all at first. I had a friend who was into fairies and I flipped through a book and talked about fairy rings and the lore behind them. This led to what?
There's always that one friend
who's like, that knows something.
That I'm going to go to like, hey, listen, I know you're into witchy shit, right? So
do you know anything about fairies?
Yeah,
I'm just I sat in a ring of mushrooms.
Do you have amethyst in your butthole right now or quartz? Because I really need to talk to you about some really quartz fairy stuff.
That really matters.
And it really does matter.
I need to know what is in your butthole right now.
Nothing. Well, I just emptied it.
She's not locked and loaded. This led me to books on earth magic, not magic earth. I discovered that some cultures who believe in fairies believe that they are mysterious spirits and play little tricks on us, like take all our belongings and hide them in funny places.
That's your butthole. Funny place.
That is hidden in a funny place. I can't help but think if I had stepped into that fair ring, I wouldn't be the witch I am today.
Are you kidding me? This motherfucker thinks they're a witch now?
Because I stepped into a fair. It's like, step into my hole and you are.
And you know they use that when they're doing witchy shit. They're like, if it wasn't for that, you know, I'm more witchy than you because I've been in a fairy ring.
Yeah, how many fairies have you met? Excuse me?
Yeah, how many rings thank you. Have
if
you been
I didn't
in?
Step in the
right.
ring of fire
certified
of
by fairy folk. Thank you.
If I didn't step in the ring of fire mushroom,
I'm certified in
you wouldn't be talking to me right now because I'm higher power than you. Do not talk to me.
That's right.
You are a peasant.
Yes. Three steps above you. Three
That's
steps above
I'm
you
ahead
in the witchcraft.
Of the
okay.
Because right. I was in a fairy.
You are a peasant. Don't even think about talking to me.
That's good.
Are you really going to try that spell? Do you really think that you can get the qualifications?
I've never seen anybody do that spell that hasn't been in a fairy ring.
Fairy ring? Just, yeah.
Were you in the mushrooms? Were you in the mushrooms? No? Thank you. Then you have nothing to say because you didn't step in the mushrooms like I did. Yeah, we're good.
All right, so this next story, I hope it fucking turns me into a witch.
Blows my brains out.
That last Damn, story Kurt was Cobain. Fucking great.
No, call me Fischl Biggs.
That was Courtney Love that blew up. Kurt Cobain's brain.
Oop.
I mean, how it's much of her did he blow up?
It's not true.
None
of that is true.
She named her band Hole for a reason.
Kurt Cobain blew out his own fucking brains, and Courtney Love is just Courtney Love.
He was good at blowing things out. Her pencil was...
I was going to say, leave the blowing to us girls.
All right. I don't know. You can blow my back out.
Okay. I can do that. Tara, we're supposed to scissor
I
anyway,
can do
so.
That.
Just... Challenge accepted.
All right. So in the summer of 2007, my husband and I went on a walk around 4 a.m.
Fuck
it started
you.
To rain, Ooh. Which was not unusual
Sorry.
For
them.
I was like, wow.
You want to go for a walk at 4 a.m., honey? Hell yeah. Let's go jogging later.
I'm snorting. Actually, no, I'm awake.
No, you're up putting your underwear on inside out.
You know, it is Southwest Florida, so it's going to rain.
4 a.m. It is Southwest Florida, so... While we were near a parking lot, we sat down under this awning-type structure under an empty parking space. We were quietly talking amongst ourselves when suddenly I hear a very distant whistle, the kind that someone makes to grab someone's attention.
Oh.
Whoo!
Whoo! Blood, son, what?
Mm. I can't really hoody whistle.
Hoody hoo,
hoody hoo. I can't do it either. I'm sorry, Tara.
The whistling sound was coming from right behind me. Startled, I turned my head around and this thing flies at me and brushes by my hair. Obviously, our first thought was insect. But as it hovers just a couple of feet in front of us, completely unfazed by the rain, we were able to see its features and realize this is no bug. It had dragonfly-like wings, about 3 to 4 inch wingspan, but unlike a dragonfly, It had nothing in the middle where its body should have been. We got a very good look at it, and it definitely was just a pair of wings. Nothing else about it was visible.
Wow.
Invisibility.
Except for the wings.
Except for my wings.
Right.
It's just
like, you want to see my penis? Good, because I can't see it either.
Heard that.
We both stared at it in complete disbelief as it continued to hover in the rain, coming closer, then getting farther, then closer again, as if to check us out. We were completely speechless the whole time. Then it flew away into the woods ahead, and that was the last time we ever saw anything like that. After it left, my husband, who is a hardcore atheist and makes fun of anything supernatural.
Hardcore atheist.
Atheist.
Circle pit atheist. Yeah.
Flip my hair around.
He whispers to me, dead serious.
Did we just see a fucking fairy?
Yes, we I'll did. Never fucking forget see. That whistle for as long as I live.
None
of us can whistle, so we just start making
whistles. Can none of us really whistle?
I used to be able to whistle.
I can whistle.
I casually you can't whistle. I can't call. I can't chime whistle. Out. Like I can.
Me?
Yeah.
Huh. I can't do the loud, piercing, like, calling whistles. You're just blowing out, sucking in, and hoping it makes the wind.
Yeah, I know.
I know people who, when they get their lip pierced the way that I did, weren't able to ever whistle again.
I got my lip and tongue piercing. I haven't been able to whistle since.
Nope. I can whistle with the tongue ring, and I learned within a month to whistle with my lip ring. No, I can't.
It didn't. My tongue ring never affected my whistle. Well,
I got my lip pierced in sixth grade.
On to me, my story.
Your shit.
Okay.
It's
all right. Down to you, master.
I'm knocking out to you guys. You guys actually did really good. I'm super proud of you guys.
You gave me my.
You can't beat the
so far. Matt's winning. Knock.
Right. Well, I wanted to end this with a little thank you to my grandpa who passed last year.
R.I.P.
Well, the story isn't necessarily about him. It was definitely about this kind of man. All right, I'm not going to cry.
I was like, don't cry, because you're going to make me cry.
All right. Well, when I was 4, my grandpa came up to me from Phoenix to help my dad and I build an addition onto our house. I hadn't seen him since I was 7 months old, so it was basically my first time meeting my grandpa. Hmm. The guy was awesome. He was tall, gentle, patient, and best of all, he could call fairies into the house. Like, for real. Real fairies. Every morning, when he was here, I'd wake up and come to the table for breakfast, and we'd point up at the ceiling and say, Chupacabra, look at the fairy. I called it for you today. And I'd look up. There'd be this beautiful glowing shape swirling around our ceiling. Every day, I begged for him to catch it for me. But he'd always tell me that no wild creature like a fairy deserved to be caught, and they needed to be free, or they'd lose their magic. And that's when the fairy would fly to the top of the window and disappear. Well, my grandpa died 6 months later of a massive heart attack. And it wasn't until I was 9 or 10 that I found out from my dad that the fairies had been reflections of sunlight he was moving around using a cereal spoon. I'm 36 now, and I call fairies for my nieces and nephews, and I hope someday they'll do the same.
Oh, people.
Anyway, that's my story.
That's awesome, though. Now I want to call fairies for my nieces and nephews. Right?
That's good shit.
Just wanted to end something wholesome. And when I wrote this, my grandpa just died, so.
Sorry, Monty.
That's all right, man. It wasn't supposed to be a sad thing.
Well, it's good. I like it.
It made me not hate people
it
for a second.
It was an awkward silence, and I apologize.
Which is, I mean, well, making Matt not hate people is a pretty good accomplishment.
So I can go with the other story where the fairies rape and stab people instead.
I mean, I feel like you should read that one also.
Nope, I'll save it for something else. Anyway, that was my story, and that's all I wanted to do. And today is my son's birthday, and...
Happy birthday!
Happy fucking birthday.
He's what, 15 going on 25?
Well, we're not going to talk about that, because there's weird people listening to our show.
Yeah.
Guess we're cutting that.
Just kidding. No, he's 15. I mean, there are weird people listening to our show.
But he really is going on 25.
He's going, like, on 57. The dude freaking grabs, like, the thrifty nickel and crosses his legs, like, one over the other, and then, like, sits and he's like, Dad, they have tractor bumpers for sale. 3 towns away. And I'm like, we don't have a tractor. He's like, yeah, but it's only 3 towns away. We could probably go look at them. I'm like, all right. I guess we're going to spend Sunday looking at tractor
bumpers.
He
has as much knowledge as somebody who's in their hundreds.
Oh, easily. Anyway, fuck you guys. My story won.
It's all about the rock gargling gong.
Now, I definitely enjoyed the one that literally just reels the bitches in and then fucking kisses them and kills them.
And then they just die.
Just kidding. I'm not interested.
Sorry,
it's the best kiss I ever had. And then she goes and kisses her boyfriend and he's, oh.
You taste weird.
This chap-lipped motherfucker. Where it, like, why can I see your shadow right now?
My shadow, it's shedding skin. God, I hate Tool.
Oh, man.
All right. So fairies, allergic to limes and lemons.
Yep.
They hate salad.
Ain't down with silver or iron.
They line your butthole with salt.
They shit sparkles.
Can't get ass raped.
It just, it makes sense why we've never seen any fairies ever in modern civilization. Like, no iron, no salt, no silver, no limes, no lemons.
That's like everyday life.
Like,
no
I'm
red.
Saying, like, I,
wait.
Dude, I eat tacos like twice a month, man. I got enough lime in my system.
Dude, crisscross were fairy fighters.
They'll make you
crisscross were fairy fighters.
Oh, my God.
Crisscross will make you jump, jump. Yeah, they used to.
The back that'll make you jump.
Jump. They used to always wear their clothes inside out and
inside
backwards.
Inside out and backwards.
That was their catch.
Actually, I think I saw only blue.
Yeah,
but you know what? We didn't see what was touching their skin.
Yeah, and
they
their
would
underwear.
Wear like big old jerseys backwards. They could have a t-shirt underneath that. They could have.
Could
you
be
don't
red.
Even know. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Crisscross.
Fairy
fighters. Fairy fighters.
They could jump very high. They said nothing.
Ferrari fighters.
If anybody knows
Ferrari fighters.
The members of Crisscross, you know, in 2021. Hook them up with a link to our show. We'd like to talk to them about how they've been fighting fairies.
Yeah, literally, please send them a link to our show.
Please,
that would be the best interview of them or Nicolas Cage.
It came out
flip
that way.
Them
no,
and
like
trip
straight
them
up, like everybody was doing baggy clothes and everything. We was like, nah, ain't nobody fighting these fairies, son.
Yeah, they were like, dude, you know, we had fairies, to have all though. These baggy clothes to hold all these salts and nails.
That's right. That's right. I had to put red stuff on, touching my skin.
Right,
but I had to have other colors.
You're like twirl, ole, looking at
people.
Where am I going to put my salt and my nails?
We always smell like
silver,
rosemary.
And my iron and my lemon and my limes.
When you put the salt down, it says it can't be like it can't be touched or anything. So like the wind can't blow it.
It
or
can't
anything.
Be broken. Yeah,
it
like,
can't
yeah,
be broken.
Put a line
right.
all the way across the windowsill.
So you better make sure you don't live in a windy fucking place or
right or you
somebody
could just
like
also
kicks it.
Spray it with lime and then
double
it up
let it down
and then put some
just
red stuff down
everywhere
margaritas fairies hate margaritas cool
I mean lime and salt man
so why I never affect melt any kind of fairies all these things
I'm gonna just drink I gotta drink margaritas at least once a month to keep the fairies away
I'm gonna say that from now on gotta keep the fairies away
next time I'm at the Mexican place and I'm drinking Josh is like damn you're taking them fucking margaritas down I'm like have you been attacked by
fairies
yeah. probably
have
I have
I gotta keep the lime in my blood so that way they don't bite me
stop fairy time
fairy time.
You guys missed me dumping a whole glass of wine down my chest earlier.
That's hot.
No, I would have licked it off of it.
But you're the one that has the record.
I know.
No, I'm recording too. Oh, I was recording.
So everyone but us is recording.
I'm recording audio. I got audio.
All right. You guys ready?
I got audio. That's all that matters.
We ready to get out of here?
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. Did we vote? Did we vote?
Oh, we vote?
Matt won.
Yeah, Matt won.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was I here for the vote? Did I go pee?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we had to vote.
The barbacoa?
It was good. It was
that
great.
One was fucking funny.
The fishes?
I know, I loved
the
it.
The fact
yeah.
that it was about fucking fish and shit just made it way
fish
better
and
for
her.
But just because it's about me.
Wait, shit. Matt wasn't the barber. He was the Gaganaga. Yeah,
the Barbaroca.
He was
Barbaroca.
Rico Suave.
Gaganka.
Yeah, Rico Suave.
Yeah, I did like that one. I almost felt like it was a story about me leaving town. It was very awkward.
He is
yeah, so Matt's
fairy,
won.
Just fucking around. Well, I mean, we're gonna let our you know listeners actually decide.
Our voters.
Yep. So everybody votes.
Who decided on the last one?
Nobody did.
I know.
Because
yeah, I don't
we
know
get
if y'all
mail,
knew. You're
they're
supposed
like,
to vote.
They're like, fuck you.
Yeah, you're supposed to vote from the last one. So you better vote this time. Fuckers.
Yeah, vote on this one, listeners. Vote. Send us an email
or a Facebook message
or
it, like it doesn't matter if you got contact with us some way.
Somehow
we got Patreon. There's a bubble on the fucking .com pintsoftheroundtable.com.
Right. That is
we got the only, Facebook group.
It is only up for like another month or so because we're gonna have to do a fund drive for it. Otherwise, we won't have a website.
Okay.
But I think we can get it sponsored. I think with listeners like you, we
like
too,
you and you
can have a .com.
Can have a .com for only pennies a day.
Probably, you can help save us.
You just clicked.
Sarah Laughlin.
I did?
Yeah, you went that high. Do it again.
In the arms of an angel.
I got you
that time.
I got you clear as day.
All right, we want to thank you all again for supporting us, even if it's just listening. However, we do need your support to keep this going. So if you guys get a chance, please head over to our Patreon page and become a member, which is patreon.com/pintsoftheroundtable. We have different levels of sponsorship, and also we're going to be putting some of our $10 shows down to $5 level during our little fund drive thing to help, you know, sponsor us and get our website and stuff paid for. Last year we did a GoFundMe and it was super successful. It helped us pay for everything. But I think if we do it this way, you guys actually get something from it. And anyway, go there, check it out.
What he said.
All right, you can also check out all of our bonus shit there. Donate to the Pints Network. We got Mugs of Mystery, Taco Brews Day, Press Play, extended content for all the uncut, edited, or unedited. Like, just
look at all the juicy stuff. That's all juicy.
Beautiful, like, shit.
We also are going to have Zombie Radio, which is a bonus for Mugs of Mystery.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And that's going to be good stuff. I'm excited.
So good.
All right. Well, we are Pints of the Roundtable.
I hope you enjoyed listening.
I hope you didn't hate us.
No, I'm double fisting.
And stay sexy. Cheers. And don't get murdered. Okay, fuck that part, I guess. Cheers.
You said it afterwards last time.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. And stay sexy and don't get murdered. That feels weird because I always cut it off when we say cheers.
Stay very sexy.
That's the end of it. Go penis,
this
Matt.
Is so weird.
Or stay ugly and get murdered.
Thank you all again for supporting us, even if it's just listening. However, we do need your support to keep this going. So if you get a chance, head on over to our Patreon page and become a member. We have three levels of sponsorship, or you can simply donate to the show there or on our website, which all links will be shown in the show description. There's also three extra shows on Patreon, all for the $10 level. Small Pints, which is random news about ghosts having sex or goblins found in a suitcase at the airport. Press Play, which is a show about music with the lovely Mel Damon, also known as Matt Gibson. There's also Taco Brewsdo with your girl Daddy Sparks, which some of you are already acquainted with. Also check out the podcast Mugs of Mystery from the extremely beautiful yet completely unavailable Casey Combs. Anyway, this isn't possible without you guys, and if times are tight, send us an email at pintsotrt@gmail.com. Or the website has a direct email bubble that you can just type in and hit send. Tell us about the show and let us know what you loved or what you hated. Give us some of your favourite quotes so that we can get it onto a koozie or a sticker for you guys. This has been a Pints Podcast production. By accessing this podcast, you acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of Pints Podcast Productions and are protected under US and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in this podcast for only for personal use or other non-commercial educational purposes. No other use, including, without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing, this podcast may be made without prior permission of Pints Podcast Production.